This morning's New Testament reading is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 through 20, and can be found on page 195 in the New Testament version of your pew Bible. The whole armor of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against rulers, against authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up your whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly as I must speak. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Lord, let the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart and my mind be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Amen. You know, growing up as a child, one of the things that we would see oftentimes was it'd be a cardboard cutout, and it'd have a Roman soldier or he'd have these pieces on him, or we could put on him these pieces of armor so that this soldier for Christ would be equipped to stand, to be equipped to defend himself and others, and also to be equipped to fight the fight that must be fought. This is not just a metaphor, though it is metaphorically. The armor that we put on, whether it's a helmet of salvation or a breastplate of righteousness or a shield of faith or a belt of truth or shoes that with which we'll proclaim the word of God. Each and every one of these articles of armor, yes, but you can visually look at that. That helmet of salvation. Salvation, how are you saved? You're saved by Christ Jesus. Did you do it? No, Christ Jesus did it. But I get to wear this helmet, so it's a constant reminder that who I am is whose I am. I've been bought and paid for, remember? Paid in full. Not by what he has done. You know, and I want to speak truth to you. And if, you know, the worst thing that you can do is tell somebody a falsehood, something that's not true. That's why you put on that belt of truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by me. That's the truth. There are those out there that tell you, you know, there's so many different paths. There's so many different ways you can go. But let's look at the first verse of what he's told us here. Paul writing to the Ephesians again, and he's finishing. This is, you know, it's a short book, 6 chapters. He starts in verse 10. He says, finally, be strong in the Lord and the strength of his power. Now, you know what? That armor was not my armor. This is armor that's been fashioned by God, because there are things that God has given us, and we need to take them and put them on. But it's the mighty power of God. We're to be strong in the Lord and the strength of His power. Strength of His power. Jesus says, greater is He that... Paul says, greater is He that is in me than that which is in the world. Well, who's he talking about? Christ Jesus who's in us. We know when we consume or receive and take part of communion that we're absorbing, we're receiving the body of Christ given for us, the blood of Christ shed for us. We have in us, literally, not just figuratively, the body and the blood of Christ Jesus. And He triumphs. So be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His power. Put on the whole armor of God. And the word that's often used in the commentators is a panoply, because it's a spiritual armor. It's not the Roman armor that the Roman centurion wore. It's not, what was the gladiator? What was the Russell Crowe? Maximus, yeah. Well, he didn't need any armor. He was just bad to the bone. I mean, he was. Anyway, but that's not you or I. But what we're supposed to be doing is fighting a battle that's not just of this earth in the sense that we're fighting people. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil and the heavenly places. We must take up and put on this armor. Because without it, what are we doing? We're going into battle without the armor. Without the tools, without the equipment with which we can fight these battles. Because what we're going to do is we take up the whole armor of God so that... Remember, so many times I say, one of the beauties is this. Paul gives us almost, you know, if you're in the business world, you have a flow diagram. If this, then that. There's a cause and effect. When you do this, this is going to happen. You do this because you know this is going to happen. Whether you're a scientist that's doing tests, so on and so forth. You put on the whole armor of God, this is verse 13, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day and having done everything to stand firm. That's why we put on these shoes with which we can proclaim the word of God. Because you know what? It's not me who's doing the battle. It's Christ Jesus who's already won the battle. And all I am doing is proclaiming what Jesus has already proclaimed. But you know what? We need to be living examples of Christ Jesus. Terry and I pray just about every morning that the people that we see, let them see Jesus in us. And that those that we see, let us see Jesus in them. It is a reconnect with our humanity and the fact that, you know what? It's greater than humanity because it's not just me, it's God. It's God through Christ Jesus. It's God through the Holy Spirit who is there with us and in us. And oh, goodness gracious, when you look in the mirror and you think it's all about me, no, it's not. When you look in the mirror and you think it's all about me, and oh, my hair's not parted right, I really need a haircut, or that's a pimple there on... You guys don't know anything about that, Sydney's here. Hey, guess what? It doesn't disappear when you hit 17 and 18, I'm telling you. I was in the Navy for 10 or 15 years, and I was still doing that. But another story. Picking blackheads, by the way. That's disgusting. But we take on the full armor of God, and when we look at ourselves in the mirror, that image is not all that great. That image is one of humanity. And we're not perfect. We've got blemishes. We've got those blackheads. And we need to get rid of those as we live our lives. But there are other shortcomings that maybe you don't see in the mirror. Have you been compassionate to somebody who needs help? Have you been willing to listen to someone who just wants to talk? Have you devoted enough time in devotions so that you've got yourself equipped with this armor of God? How do you get that? Because I'm listening to God. What do I need to tell that person? Maybe I don't need to tell that person anything. I just need to shut up and listen. Kind of like Mission Impossible for me, but we each need those things. The second piece is in verse 14. So we're strong in the Lord. We're strong in the Lord. And the 14 starts with stand. Stand, therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist. It's not what I think. It's what God tells us. It's the Word of God. It's the truth. It may be uncomfortable to some people. What you're doing is wrong. And you do that in a good way, not in a mean and divisive way, but an uplifting way. The belt of truth and put on a breastplate of righteousness. Now, see, now here's the piece. When you tell somebody a truth, that breastplate is not self-righteousness. It's a breastplate of righteousness. And righteousness is what? Being made right-wise with God. And how was Abraham counted righteous? Because of his faith in God. It's not that I'm right, but I have faith that God is right, and my faith is in the truth that God speaks to me. And the faith and truth that God speaks to me, I'm speaking to you, and it's not out of my self-righteousness. It's out of a right relationship, and I'm hoping and praying that you become aware of the things that you need to do to be right-wise with God. Where you need to open up your heart of hearts and allow Christ to come in and start to transform you so that you are made right wise by the Holy Spirit. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. Now, does it say you got to go buy Reeboks? Does it say you have to go buy a pair of Adidas? Does it say you have to go buy a pair of boots? No, it says, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. Why are you putting those on your feet? Because if you're going to speak the truth, you know that there are going to be powers and forces of this earth that are going to be working against you, and you better have a firm understanding. Whatever it takes. Whether it's two devotionals a day, spiritual music that's there, being in a right relationship, a powerful prayer group. With all these, with all of this, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, these shoes, with all of these, take the shield of faith. With which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. You don't think he shoots evil things at you? You don't think there are trials and tribulations headed your life? Oh boy. How many single mothers are there out there? Trials and tribulations? Right. How many mothers out there, period, single or otherwise? Life is not easy. The world throws a lot of things at you. And not just mothers, but fathers. Your son hits 17 or 18. Have you got the answers for him? I hope to God you do. I hope and pray you do, because there are going to be a lot of questions. Take the shield of faith. And here's the piece. It's faith. Faith of what? Faith that what God has taught me, what God has told me, what God is telling me each and every day is the right thing. It's not faith in me. It's faith in God, that Christ paid it for me in full. Take the helmet of salvation. Oh, hallelujah. That helmet of salvation. You know what? You know what that means? It means you have the confidence that knowing that the battle's already been fought, the battle's already been won, essentially. Years ago, there were some great tacticians, and they came up and they said, the best battle is one that you never have to fight. But if you have to fight it, win it in the planning ahead of time. Be prepared for any eventuality. So you have to be prepared ahead of time. Avoid it if you can, but if you can't avoid it, then plan so that you can succeed. This helmet of salvation is for us to realize that Christ Jesus has already conquered the grave. There is already, if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, believe in your hearts that He's your Savior, you're already in there. You just have to stand on the Word. You need to stand firm. Take up that helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You see, most everything else we were looking at were defensive. You know, the shield, the breastplate, the shoes, because there's some rough ground we're going to have to walk on. That belt of truth kind of keeps us in tight. Might have to let it out a cinch or two for some of us. But most of those have been defensive. Some will tell you that the best defense is a good offense. Think about this. The last of the things that it's mentioned is this sword. And it's a sword of the Word of God. Because Satan cannot resist it. Jesus was in the desert being tempted. And each and every time that Satan threw something at him, Jesus just lays out the Word. And then the last, depart from me. And Satan leaves. There's power in the Word. There's power in the Word. As long as it's the Word of God, not the Word of man. You get yourself in trouble with that generally. But it's the power of the Word of God. So first, we're supposed to be strong in the Lord and the mighty power of God. Second is we stand firm with all of these spiritual pieces of armor on. And the third and most powerful thing is something that you and I can do, and it's best when we're doing it on our knees. We can do it sitting in a car, driving someplace. We can do it standing up. But you know what? When we kneel before our God and Savior and we just offer things in humbleness, pray in the Spirit at all times in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Wait a minute. So I'm not supposed to just pray about me? I'm supposed to be alert to find out what's going on in some of the other people's lives. Not that I'm nosy. Not that I'm going to gossip, because that's a sin. But I'm supposed to be aware and alert and paying attention and being compassionate. Those are why we do the food bank. That's why we do these food ministries. That's why we have a pastor's discretionary fund when people call us. That's why we have a scholarship fund so that we can assist and help people attaining a higher degree of education. And you can't do that if you're not paying attention. It says keep alert. Oh, nobody told me about that. Well, let me add a codicil on this. Pastor Ken is not all knowledgeable. If there is someone who is injured or hurt or is headed to the hospital or is not feeling well, please give Pastor Ken a call and let him know, or text him or email him or just walk by and hit me in the back of the head. Take the first two and not the last most often, please. It'll take you longer to find me and hit me in the back of the head. You might get greater satisfaction by doing that, but we need to be alert, and we need to be aware, and we need to be engaged, and we need to be compassionate, and we need to be caring. Pray also for me that I may speak, a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel. Pray that I may declare it boldly as I must speak. So, we're strong in the Lord. We're strong in the Lord. We stand because we know there are forces of wickedness there in the world, and we have to combat those. But we take on the full armor. We don't go in there half-armed. Belt of truth. Breastplate of righteousness. helmet of salvation, shoes to which we proclaim the word, a shield of faith, helmet of salvation, and it's surrounded all in prayer. Prayer and supplication for the saints and for each and every one of us, based on our concern and attention of all that are around us. Always. Remember last week? All A-L-L ways. Always. A-L-W-A-Y-S. Always, in all ways, be in prayer. Prayer is what? 9/11, God help me? Well, yeah. But it should also be that conversation where I'm engaged with God. Lord, I praise you for the way you're living in my life. And I need you to correct me, adjust me, readjust me, reconnect me, whatever. And help Johnny or Sally or Bobby or Susie or Brianna or Hannah or Amber or Terry or Ken or Kathy or whoever else is out there. The armor is important, but the relationship is most important. And the way that you stay in a right relationship with God is you stay in conversation with Him. In faith. In faith. In faith. Shalom. Peace.